the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob in studio today with Randy Joppy, Crappie Joppy.
Good morning, Bob.
Maybe Hoppy Joppy.
No, it's going to be Malty Joppy in a minute because we're going to be talking with Dan from the Michigan Beer Cellar, and he specializes in not so hoppy beers, but rather more of the ales that are covered up with really good malty flavors. So we'll get to that in a minute.
All right. So, Dan Humphrey, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah. I stumbled into your place. Well, I stumbled out of it. I drove upon your fine facility a couple weeks ago, I guess, and we traditionally meet in Sparta once a year to celebrate some of the high school buds' birthdays, and downtown Trini's was closed. We always go for Mexican. And I thought I saw something about a beer cellar when I drove in there. I've got to go back there and check that out. And I walked in, met you, your fine staff, and yeah. Wow, I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, it was good to have you in. It was nice. And you're nice down, you guys stopped in
downtown Sparta too. I mean, kind of an unlikely spot for a microbrewery.
Well, we kind of looked around the area there. We've lived up near Rockford and Sparta, and we just had to find a place that would fit with us, and so we found the place there right on the west, the east side of Sparta as you come in off 13 Mile, and it's worked out really good for us.
Yeah, for those of our listeners that don't maybe know where Sparta is, it's about 20 miles, 15 miles north of Grand Rapids?
Yeah, 10 or 12.
Okay.
We're actually on 13 Mile Road, so I guess it's 13 miles from the center of town up there.
Yeah, I guess I don't know either then, huh?
And, you know, it's straight up Alpine, you can get right into there.
Cool.
One of the areas.
It'd be 20 miles for Randy because he zigzags a lot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, at least on the way home. Love those rumble strips. Those are awesome, man. Hey, so tell me, what kind of beers are you making up there?
Well, we have 12 beers on tap. We have from the really hoppy down to we have some really malty beers. We have a blonde ale for people that are just kind of starting out with microbrew beers. And then we have strong Scotch ale that's really malty, lots of flavor to it. And then clear up to the IPAs. And then we have some assorted specialty beers. We have a Mocha Java Stout, which has lots of coffee and chocolate in it.
Okay, so now do you have a beers to go, or is this just a tap room? What's your shop like?
We have it's a large, fairly large tap room.
Did you build that building?
No, it was an old restaurant and a banquet hall.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's huge.
I did a lot of work on
That's
it.
That's quite the facility.
We had a banquet hall, and we turned that into our tap room. And the old restaurant, we gutted it all out, and that's where the brewery is. We're also a small winery and an artisan distillery. So we make spirits there also and wine.
Okay.
So we cover all the bases.
So what kind of spirits are you making up there?
We make
I think I tried some vodka.
Yeah, some vodka.
That
we have a
good.
Really good simple and smooth vodka. And then with that and some of our natural grain spirits, we do a bunch of extract-infused liquors. So we have a good selection of liquors. We're working on some whiskey. We got some organic grain that was malted and grew here in Michigan.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is the Grillin' Guys, and we're talking with Dan Humphrey from Michigan Beer Cellar. You have to check this place out. I'm not kidding. He's not a sponsor. He's not bribing me. I'm not even drinking a beer right now, which is kind of discouraging. But this place is a must-see. Get in your car. It's, in preparation for Groundhog Day, get up there and try some head knocker. But he's being very humble. I'm not kidding you. I'm really. We haven't gotten the full story out of Dan yet. I know there's a past life here, something that drove him to brewing beer that drove him crazy. What were you doing?
Well, I was a home brewer for 12 years or so.
But what was your day job?
I was a plant engineer at one of the large facilities here in town, and it just with the economy, things kept downsizing, and I decided to make my own job.
Yep, here's another guy that has pulled his bootstraps up and is making a go of it. And this is Dan Humphrey from Sparta running Michigan Beer Cellar. How many of us have always wanted to say, you know, boy, I'd really like to try that. Here's a guy that took the chance, stepped out, and is making it happen. I mean, we're proud to be in Michigan here.
Yeah, and absolutely doing everything that it takes to win. And I'm going to make this prediction. In a couple of years from now, when he comes back, or hopefully sooner, but within a couple of years, that brewery is going to be very widely known because, number one, the grilling guys are talking about it, okay?
Yeah.
We're huge.
Right. Dan, what are your hours up there if somebody wanted to come up and see you?
Well, we're open normal bar hours. We open at 11 in the morning for lunch and drinks then, and then we're open till 2 at night every day except Sunday. We don't open till noon on Sunday.
Okay, so you got a full menu then.
We have we do some grilling there ourselves. We make some panini sandwiches. We grill them up on a cast iron panini grill there that we have. But it's mostly deli food, you know, sandwiches.
Those paninis wraps. were great. We did like the turkey chipotle, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I took Kurt from HiFX Photo, who takes care of our website. And if you ever click on thegrillingguys.com, HiFX Media actually takes care of all that stuff for us. And I took him up there, and he's always like, he'll only have like a Molson Canadian. What do you have, four of those blondes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the beers?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really good.
Good.
Dan, what's your most popular beer? If a guy was to come up, what's the one that he has to try then?
Head Knocker.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What is Head Knocker? Tell us about it.
It's a strong Scotch ale.
Okay.
Lots of malt in it. Lower on the hops. It's a Scottish beer. And
dark in color, so lighter?
It's kind of a golden.
It's rich.
Reddish gold, kind of, you know, really nice color.
It's not a strong flavored beer at all.
No,
but it's got it explodes in your mouth.
You got a few of them that you have on tap all the time?
Yeah, we have 12 beers on tap all the time, and it kind of rotates. You know, we run out of some of them, and they'll bring other ones on. And so we have coming up, we got a nice Irish red, and we have some stouts coming up for St. Patrick's Day coming
just
up.
Just in time. Awesome.
Are you going to have a band for St. Patrick's Day?
We're looking into it. We got a Tuesday before St. Patrick's Day, we got a promotion with the city there, and we're going to, for their Celtic Festival coming up in the summer, and we'll have a band then, and then we're going to just kind of, Tuesday through Thursday, we're going to do all St. Patrick's stuff up there.
I think Randy knows Bono. Can't you hook him up with you, too?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Good.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
You know, we're doing some other things. We got open mic on Thursday, and we're doing some trivia on Monday night. So
sounds like a fun place. Again, we're talking with Dan Humphrey from the Michigan Beer Cellar, which is on 500 East Division in Sparta, right on the main street. If you go on his website, which is michiganbeercellar.com, there is a map on how to get there. But Sparta, as I know it, is not that big of a place, so you ought to be able to find him when you come wheeling into town.
Now, he has four gift certificates, and these are nice. They're real gift certificates, signed, certified. And the first four people in there after 1 o'clock today, that all you have to do is mention the Grilling Guys, and you're going to get one of these gift certificates. So that's the first four people that come in there and just mention the Grilling Guys, and you're going to have a fine treat. So you can do that on a nice snowy Saturday. Go in and check out some of his fine brews. And, Dan, we just thank you for coming up here.
Thank you for having me.
Dan Humphrey from Michigan Beer Cellar in Sparta. So we'll have to make sure and take a little run up there someday, Randy.
Yeah, you know, anybody that heads up there after 1 o'clock, it's a $25 gift certificate, so you can have lunch for a couple people and a couple beers on Dan. I mean, that's awesome. He's a good Michigan guy.
You can go to Red's, have some of that groundhog chili,
yep,
and then buzz right over. It's just about a straight shot over. So anyway, a couple of things that I ran into this week were, I found this thing online called the Grill Dog, and if any of you out there do a lot of grilling, you know what I'm talking about. One of the biggest things you have to do is hot dogs, and it usually seems like you have to do a big grilling event when you've got a bunch of people over, and that means you're doing steaks and burgers, and those pesky hot dogs, for me anyway, they're kind of a pain, just because you got to try and grab them with your tongs and turn them, and they roll back.
Right, so you're cooking all one side and not the other.
Mine are usually black on one side. Or I've gotten to put them in this little clamp-on grill, and I just flip them in there. But they even want to roll out of that thing. So dogs can be frustrating. This thing was cool. It's called a Grill Dog. You can buy it online for $40. But it's a little rotisserie attachment that hooks on. It stands up above your grill, So it's going to take a little longer to grill, but it'll cook your dogs while your hamburgers are going.
It's kind of like the ones you see at 7-Eleven. It's a little roller, right?
Just like Speedway has.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for $40, you can hook it right onto your rotisserie, and it'll just sit there and spin your dogs. And
right.
I think I'm going to have to have
one.
There
again, the point there is if you leave the grill cover closed, you got a lot of heat up above the grill surface that oftentimes goes to waste.
And, convective.
Right, and we use that when we're smoking and our indirect heat, but there's another way for it right there is you plug this into your rotisserie motor, and it just rolls those dogs, and they get done while the rest of your stuff is cooking.
Yeah.
So if you're doing smoking or you're doing something slow for the rest of the family and the kids want to eat, you throw those dogs on there, they're going to be done. Man,
well, I was thinking maybe getting two of those and doing my corn on the cob on those. And
yeah.
Just throwing some ears of corn on there, and you could baste them right while you grill them. You know, just have a little butter brush and.
Yep. Ran across another one online too. It's called the Man Grates, and brought me into our man law segment, but the man grates are something that so many of us, our grates burn out, right? I mean, they get old and they start, after cleaning them so much, they start to wear out and you got to replace these grates. But this is something, this is actually a set of grates that goes on top of your existing grates. And they're designed in such a way that when the juices drip off of the meat, there's a little tray that catches these things. And I'm on their website right now. And basically, it's mangrate.com. But check these things out because it's just one more of the little gadgets that are available out there that'll really increase your grilling experience. Because the way they got these things designed is when the juices fall down, they flash and they smoke, and you're going to get additional flavor onto the meat that you're cooking. And it's a cast iron grate, so they get hot. You get really good grate marks on the food. So I got a set of those coming, by the way, and I'll give you a little rundown on them once I get here.
Well, there's a cool story behind those. The guy that invented them, he helped somebody tear down an old restaurant, and he got his hands on an old commercial grill. And he took the grates off of there, put them on top of his grill because his were failing.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so hot and radiant, it gave him two layers of grates. It kept his flare-ups down.
Right.
And it put the best sear marks he could find on steaks. Well, when his son grew up and moved out of the house, he wanted his dad to get him one. He couldn't find any more. So he just went to, I think it's in New York or somewhere, I can't remember the story, but he went to a local drop forge, and he just designed them. The guy's an engineer, I believe. And they designed these grates for him, and he started selling them. And based on what I can see online, they've got quite a business built up there. And again, they're American-made. They're not Chinese.
That's right. And when I get them in, we're going to give them a run, and we'll give a report back on how they turn out.
Yeah, they come with a nice little brush.
Yeah, to keep them clean. Sure. Yep.
I love grill toys. We need to start a whole section on grill toys and things we can look at for.
Yeah, anything that's got a grease gutter is good for me. You know, that's one of the features of their product. So that's awesome.
Okay. You said awesome again.
I did, because this one truly is.
We have some cool events coming up. I wish we had a little more time, but somehow we've got to get ourselves over to that Michigan Deer and Turkey Spectacular.
Uh-huh. That's a lot of fun. I know Bob, you and I are both big outdoorsmen, hunter and fishermen, and those are great shows to go to. You get new products and the new stuff that's coming along. There's actually one going on this weekend, the Hunting Time Expo up at the Deltaplex is this weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's going on right now. So a lot of outfitters from all over North America, if you want to plan a trip with some of your buddies, that's a great place to go to find out information, clothing, equipment.
Who's putting that on?
I don't know who the main sponsor is, but I know it's at the Deltaplex.
Well, this Michigan Deer and Turkey Spectacular is in Lansing. I didn't really write down exactly. Oh, no. I can't remember where it's at. Is it Kellogg Center at Sparta?
Michigan State?
Yeah, Michigan State. But this thing is big. If you go online, you can see deer and turkey events around the Great Lakes area, and there's some sort of a syndicate putting this on, and they do them in about five states. I ran into a fella down in Fort Wayne when I was doing that class with Rob Russell, and he was a big outdoorsman down for some farm show down there, and he said the one in Michigan is the biggest deer and turkey festival around. So anyway, see if we can get to that. We're going to take a break right now. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to wrap the show up with some more backyard tricks. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.